Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer, beloved, that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Ghost will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed. Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle and Dr. Deborah Vales. Beloved, it is an honor to be with you this morning. I am thanking and praising God for all that He is doing, and I really appreciate what God is doing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're here for a time of intercession. So for the next 28 minutes or so, we want to pray. We want to intercede on behalf of the needs of the people and the things that God has placed on our heart. So as we go before the Lord in prayer this morning, it is my prayer that the Lord will minister to you. There are specific needs that we have, that we are aware of, different ones that need prayer. I'm going to just be led by the Holy Spirit this morning. Intercession is when we stand in the gap and we make up the hedge on behalf of the needs of the people and the things that is on God's heart. So we want to prepare this morning. We want to go before the Lord in prayer and preparing to battle. We always put on the armor. So we're going to begin by praying a prayer that we will that will help us to put the armor on. So as we go before the Lord in prayer, if you are listening and you would like to leave a prayer request, or if you'd like to call in live, you may do so by dialing 929-477-2764. That's 929-477-2764. Or if you would like to leave a prayer request via email, just email us at morningmanna2016@gmail.com. We'll get your prayer request and we will be sure to add you to our prayer wall over on Facebook, Set Free Outreach Ministries, Nothing Goes Without Prayer. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you, God, for giving us a mind to pray. Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing for your people. And Lord, with gratitude and praise this morning, we're putting on the armor that you have provided for us. We trust you, Lord, for protection against the spiritual forces of the enemy in the heavenly realms. Lord, we are confidently standing firm with the belt of truth that's buckled around our waist. Lord, I ask you to help us to recognize the enemy's subtle, deceiving ways and believe and live and speak only your truth. Father God, you told us to hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. So we're thanking you in advance for the truth of the word of God, truth that goes down in our spirit, down in the inward part of us, Father God. We're thanking you today, oh God, for the breastplate of righteousness that you offer us, the righteousness which is from you through faith in Jesus Christ, cause of his death on the cross. We call upon the righteousness of our Lord day to be our protection, and we know that Satan must retreat before the righteousness of God. Help us to stand in your righteousness, live in your righteousness, walk in your righteousness, O God. Father, thank you for the sandals of peace. We thank you, Lord God, that not only do we need your peace to touch our emotions and every part of our life, but God, we remember that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So we thank you for soundness of mind today. We thank you for the stability that you give in our mind. We thank you, Lord, that as we place our heart and our mind on you, on things above, Father God, you give us stability. Hallelujah. And you give us the mind, my God, watch and pray. So we thank you, Lord, this morning that we are renewed in the spirit of our minds. Lord God, we eagerly lift up the shield of faith today against all the flaming darts and arrows of the enemy. We know, God, that you took the arrows of Satan that we deserved. Father, through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, being on the cross, he took those darts, he took those blows for us, for our sins, sicknesses, and diseases. So, God, we thank you for that. But, Lord, if by chance that arrows touch us or darts pierce, we look at them as refining, permitted for our growth and for your glory. So, God, whenever we're touched, whenever you allow a dart to hit, we know that you are still in control. So if there are anyone has been pierced, that has been struck in any way, I pray, God, the Holy Ghost would go after that arrow, go after that dart, and pull it out in the name of Jesus. But God, we're thanking you for complete protection by the power of the Holy Ghost. We recognize that our mind is a target that the enemy attempts to get to through our mind. So, Father, we cover our mind today with the helmet of salvation. Lord God, let us make sure and ensure that we put on the helmet of salvation, Father God, to cover us, to cover our thoughts, that, Lord, we will know that when thoughts come that are not of you, we will know to pull down, cast down every vain imagination, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Thanking you today, oh God, for salvation. Thanking you, God, that the enemy is already defeated, so our thought life must come under submission to the will of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, that you're renewing our mind when our mind is stayed on you. My God, you're transforming us when we submit and surrender to your will. We thank you, Lord, for the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, the infallible word of God. We choose to believe it, to live in its truth and power. Lord, help us to hide it in our heart. Help us, oh God, to keep the word before our eyes. My God, you tell us in the word that we're not to set any wicked thing before our eyes, but the word of God is light. The word of God is life. The word of God is hope. The word of God is truth. So, Lord, we are thanking you for the word of God. Grant us proficient recall and skill to use your word to defeat the enemy, to push him back, and to win great victories for you in the name of the Lord. Lord, we're thanking you, God, in advance for prayer today. We thank you, Lord God, that we will pray with all intensity and sincerity and truth and excellence, my God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you will lead us and that you will guide us to know what to pray, how to pray, when to pray, where to pray, my God, at every juncture of our life. And even those that you've called us to intercede for, Father God, give us wisdom to know exactly what to do, when to do. And when we do not know how to pray, help us to pray in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost prays the perfect, complete, and whole prayer. And Father God, make us sensitive to hear, to listen to your voice. If you choose to speak to us, help us, oh God, my God, to pray out what you're giving from the Spirit of the Lord. We're thanking you today for everything that you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, that we as believers war a good warfare. So God, we thank you now. Hallelujah, that as we stand in the gap this morning and make up the hedge, oh God, on behalf of your warriors, on behalf of your soldiers, on behalf of leaders today, that you give us, oh God, exactly what to say. We're thanking you, Father, that you give us the honor to bind demonic rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. My God, we thank you now that the enemy is down, that you muzzle and gag him in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the privilege to execute judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority that we have in Jesus Christ. We thank you today, oh God, for access, oh God, that you've given us to your throne, my God, by the blood blood of Jesus. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of God, find grace in the help, in time of help, oh God. So now, by the blood of Jesus, we know that we overcome the enemy. Oh my God. We thank you that we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land which you have given to us. Execute vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people in the name of the Lord. My God, let the high praises of God dwell in our mouths, within our heart, with exceeding joy, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving us the ability to open our mouth with praise, my God, that will flow out from our heart. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that out of the abundance of a heart, the mouth will speak. So, Father God, let our hearts be pure and cleansed and purified by the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God. Lord, we long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. Manifest your great strength, O God, and cause our enemies to take flight in the name of Jesus. Set siege upon stubborn spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions, in our bodies, and within our minds. My God, I ask that you set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, set our battlements and fortify us in your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us, oh God, with your life, oh God, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, that you sent the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, to lead and guide and direct us. Thank you now for your word. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is a Comforter. Oh my God, he is my God, an instructor. Lead and guide us into all truth. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that burns in and burns out. My God, we thank you that your very word is a consuming fire, that it will burn up everything, all the dross that's not like you. So, Father God, when you shine the light of the Holy Ghost, you shine the light of the word in us, O Lord, and everything that's not like you, I pray, Holy Ghost, that you would reveal and abort the enemy's plan and tactics. I pray, God, that we will keep our heart, a pure heart, my God, a loving heart, a kind heart, oh my God, a sensitive heart, a heart of flesh, that God, that we will be pliable in your hands. My God, that your people, oh God, Idioshanda, today, my God, would allow you to do in them that you only can do. We thank you now for God sharpening us in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for warfare prayer. We thank you, God, for how you are aligning the body today. Oh my God. And Lord God, we thank you that, oh God, your word is righteous, your word is holy, and we thank you, Lord, that you're loosing angels on our behalf, angelic spirits who minister, oh my God, that as they minister to us, and they minister for us, my God, according to your word, my God, that your perfect, complete, and whole will may be done. We thank you, Lord, worship them, but God, we appreciate the angelic host that are around to do warfare on behalf of the people of God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, that even now that you will continue to do the work that only you can do. So loose the warring angels that excel in strength. My God, by your command, release them this moment to stand and watch and guard over the ministries that are represented, those that are name, Father God, the churches and ministries, Father God, that need protection. Repel all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits in the name of the Lord. Bind up, O God, isolate and cut off every satanic personality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, give aid to, or support, or strengthen any demonic spirit, human agents of evil in the name of the Lord. I ask you, Lord, to bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God, against the people of God, and all high-ranking spirits that have been assigned to thwart the eternal plans of God. My God, we thank you now that you're bringing confusion into the enemy's camp. Pour out your free, oh God, upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. God, I ask you to let their kings and princes be bound and tormented in the name of Jesus. Release cruel torments, oh God, and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of Elzebub, the Lord of hosts. My God, I thank you today. Let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you, leave no stone, rock, or pebble, oh God, unturned in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God, destroy all the work of the enemy that would try to even abort the plans that you have, those directions you've given to your people. I pray, God, those visionaries, apostles, and prophets, my God, that you're sending forth in the earth realm, my God, that they would go forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, God, for every vanguard. I thank you, Lord, for those, God, that are plowing the land, that are plowing the territories. I thank you, Father, for those spiritual builders in the spirit, my God, apostles that you sent forth, God, oh God, to help to train, help to lead the people of God. I ask you, Lord, that even those that may be under great opposition, that, Father, you will undergird them, that you will hold them up in the name of the Lord. I lift up every prophet to you today, those that are going forth in pureness and holiness, righteousness, oh God, without compromising the word of truth. Holy Spirit, that you today would give further clarity. God, you would give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I thank you, Lord, for the evangelists that you're raising up today. Oh God, those that will reach the souls, that will reach the souls, that will be gatherers. Oh God, we need those that have a heart to gather the people together in unity, my God, in strength. I thank you for true shepherds today, true pastors that will be leading and guiding and directing and teaching under the unction of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, God, for every fivefold grace today. I thank you, Lord, for the teachers that come along, my God, pull it all together. So God, I pray that ministries will have the complete hand and operation in their ministry. I pray, God, that you put down competition spirits, jealous spirits, my God, strife and envy, my God, hatred and anger. I pray, God, that the love of God will be shed abroad in the heart of the servants and maid servants, leaders, oh God, my God, that you, as you continue to build teams, my God, that we would recognize we're stronger together than divided. So, Father, I ask you to draw the body of Christ together in the name of the Lord. We're thanking you now. We're praising you, Father, for your word. We thank you, God, for Jehovah Shalom, who gives peace, my God, in the midst of any storm. We're thanking you today, my God, for what you're doing on behalf of your people. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Father, that healing is the children's bread. We thank you, according to Exodus 15 and 26, my God, that when we choose to obey and choose to walk in the word of God, you will remove sickness, my God, from the midst, oh God. So we thank you for opening up our ears to hear you. We will only hear your word. We choose to be doers of the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened according to your word. We thank you that the breath that we breathe will be the breath of the Holy Ghost, the breath of life, the penua life of God. We thank you now that our backs will be stern and strong in you. We thank you, Lord, that you support the work, that you will hold us up, oh God. We pray, God, my God, and we thank you today that as we lift up our arms, we will lift them up in praise. We thank you, Father, my God, that our hands are clean, and when we lift our hands up, there will be no blood blood dripping from them. In the name of the Lord, we thank you, Father, that you're securing our legs to stand. And when we've done all to stand, we will continue to stand according to your word. We thank you now that our marrow in our bones will provide healing. That, Father, if there's anything in our bones like anger and bitterness, that, Father God, you'll go down in and root out, Father, in the name of the Lord. Go down, God, and pull out, God, everything that's not like you. We pray, God, that the marrow will produce life and it will keep us from sickness and disease. God, I thank you today that the skin on our body will permeate the presence of God. I pray now that skin on our body will glow as it did Moses, as his face shone because the glory of God. So I pray, God, that the men servants and maid servants that may listen today, may listen to the replay, oh God, will spend time in your presence, that God, you may shine through in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. We thank you for the hairs of our head being numbered, oh God. We thank you now for the glory that will be revealed. We thank you, God, that you given us noses to smell. So God, we will smell the fragrance of God. We thank you now that our tongue will be seasoned with salt, and we will speak your word. We will declare and decree your word. No unjust and no unholy thing will come from our lips. My God, we thank you that our teeth will shine because of the glory of God. Our lives. I thank you today for the brightness of the Holy Ghost. I thank you now that our neck, oh God, will be secure and strong and will turn the way you desire. My God, keep us pliable. My God, don't let us have stiff necks. My God, or hard hearts. My God, thank you that as we're pliable in your hands, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. I thank you now that our hearts will pump the life through our body and blood will be clean, go from the head to the feet. My God, and everywhere in between, that God, all contaminants will be flushed out in the name of the Lord. I thank you now that down in the abdomen will dwell the word of God, that out of our bellies will flow the Holy Ghost. My God, everything that is not my God, of you in our bellies, in our spirit, we ask, God, that you drive it out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the hips, the midsection, the truth that's placed around our loins. I thank you for the blood running warm in our veins today. I thank you, Lord, that you're cleansing, oh God. I thank you now that you're cleaning us up, my God, making us vessels fit for your use. Thank you, Lord, that when we bend our knees down in prayer, that God, you will lead us and guide us. My God, that you give us how to pray, give us how to intercede, give us how to watch, give us how, God, my God, to go up in the Holy Ghost and war a good warfare. We thank you now, my God, that our knees are strong. We thank you that flesh that covers our body will be crucified, and the appetites of the flesh will not dictate us, but we will yield to the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you, Father, that our feet will carry the gospel everywhere we go. My God, you get the glory. Hey, Bashando, Mandidiose, you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get the praise. We thank you, God, that by your stripes we are healed today. By your stripes we are delivered today. By your stripes, we've been made whole. We thank you for healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now. Hallelujah for your word. I thank you, Father God, that those that need healing today, that God, your word is going in because it is truly a light and a lamp to our feet. Oh my God, I thank you, Lord, that your word will serve and give life. It will save us. My God, it's life to our flesh. I thank you now that not one of your words will fail. My God, when we put your word in the atmosphere, I thank you, Lord, that healing is working in us today. I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of life is making our bodies alive. I thank you, Lord, that you are for us. My God, you're not against. So I thank you now. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, that as we obey your word, healing is our portion, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that as we serve you in truth, serve you in honesty, serve you with excellence, my God, healing is ours. I thank you, Lord, that you take all sickness away according to your word. I thank you, Lord, that as we obey the commandments of God, we will receive all of your blessings, all of the blessing that you have decreed and declared for the word of God. So we thank you today that it is your desire that we live. My God, we thank you for that. We thank you that we choose life today. We choose to live the God kind of life. We thank you, Lord, that you are restoring health, both physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Father, I thank you for this prayer today. And I ask you, Lord, that everyone that will listen to this prayer, that, Father, you will bless them. Father, that you will keep them. Father, that your word will continue to go forth. Oh, my God, we thank you today, and we praise you right now. We love you, God. Continue to have your way, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We want you to know that God loves you, and he cares about you. Pray, Lord, we thank you for joining us this morning for a time of intercession. Join us again. We will be back, praise the Lord, another time of intercession on this coming Saturday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We ask that you be blessed. We trust that the Lord will continue to have his way in your life. Be blessed in the Lord and know that God, hallelujah, is working on your behalf. So keep your eyes on the Lord and know that God will not fail you. God bless. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at setfreeoutreachministries.org, or you can also type in www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you can click the donate button on our home page. Or if you would like to write it in, send it in by way of mail, you may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1533, Van Buren, Arkansas, 72957. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares.